Hello and welcome to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Welcome to October as we are rip-roaring ready to go. Team Maryland back on the ice this past, at the end of last week and starting into today. They have a game today at Ice World in Abingdon. So we won't get to that game, unfortunately, but we will get to the two games against Applecore this past week. The Maryland Black Bears back on the ice this Friday and Saturday night at the Den. Should be fun. Hockey TV's got the call for you. Alex O'Tonnell's there. We'll talk a little bit about that going ahead. And a little bit of community corkboard as we have some stories and things moving forward. First, we'll get started with Team Maryland as they are rip-roaring, ready to go. The war machine has really, really done their work this year. And Josh Fusco has done another bang-up job for this team as they sweep New York Applecore Thursday and Friday and take a 4-0-0 record going into today's game against the Little Flyers. We'll start off with Thursday afternoon. 5-1 the final for Team Maryland. A four-goal second period is what helped Team Maryland's war machine get going. Just almost 5 minutes into the first period, Connor Ball from Bobby Guyer and Dennis Arkhipenko made it 1-0. Garrison Shepherd gets one back for Applecore, but second period, nothing but Team Maryland. Evan Donnelly from Nick Graziano on the second goal for Team Maryland. Then Connor Ball, his second of the game from Guyer and Rory Gresham. 2 minutes after Connor Ball's goal, Zach Podlish, an even strength goal, made it 4-1, and the cherry on top with under 3 minutes remaining. Evan Donnelly, his second of the game. Roy Gresham, Ethan O'Connor on the assist. That's all she wrote. Bobby McCloskey with a big game for himself, going to 3-0 with a 35 save performance. It was a great job by him. He has taken the reins of this Team Maryland net and made it his own. But notwithstanding, Bobby Guyer with two assists. Evan Donnelly, two goals. Connor Ball, two goals. Roy Gresham, two assists. I mean, the guys are starting to keep rolling, getting the things going early on in the season. Didn't let up, though, in Friday's matchup, Friday afternoon, a little short turnaround. A little closer game, 6-4 win for Maryland. Applecore coming out strong, knowing they had to get things going. But Team Maryland, very effective on the power play Friday, 3-5. On the power play after going 0-3 on Thursday. Get on the board first. Guyer, an even strength goal. And a flurry in the last 5 minutes of this, the first period. Dennis Arkhipenko on the assist for Guyer. Then New York Applecore, two goals within 28 seconds of each other. Michael Carducci and Colby Walters on that one. Then Guyer gets his second of the game. Even strength from Connor Ball and Arkhipenko. Then Connor Ball gets the only goal of the second period, 12-13, and on the power play from Guyer and Curtis Berthright. New York Applecore in the third, get going. Zach Goldenberg, even strength goal. Team Maryland gets ahead once again. Vince Maurice, even strength with Mike Koxius. Goldenberg gets his second for Applecore on the power play, but Connor Ball gets his second power play goal, second goal of the game, third point of the night. Graziano, Guyer with the assist. Evan Donnelly on the power play with under 4 minutes remaining, and that's all she wrote on that one. McCloskey with 22 saves in the victory on that. Guyer with four points, two goals, two assists. Arkhipenko, two assists. Connor Ball, two goals and an assist. They're starting to click. Things are starting to go well. They're getting shots on net. They're helping out their goaltender a little more this year, a little bit more responsible in their own zone, though the score may or may not reflect that. But it's a good start. The only problem is there's no love from the EHL on this team. And I think you can take that as motivation for this team moving forward. Nope, nothing in the power rankings. Nothing in the stars of the week. It is kind of a brush off, I think. I think that this team can look at this and say, you know what, we're 4-0. We got a lot of guys scoring. We have a lot of guys out there that are just playing as well as they possibly can. And, you know, some no love. No love on this team. They're scoring almost 5 goals a game, 4.25 a game. Sure, they're giving up 3 a game. But their power play is 33 to 3rd percent. PK could, you know, leaves a little bit to be desired, I'm sure. But that, you know, goes with the territory of developing players. But Gare with 3 goals and 4 assists. Arkhipenko, a goal and 5 assists. Arkhipenko's playing a hell of a playmaker. I'm not going to lie to you there. Vince Maurice with 6 points, 2 goals and 4 assists. Connor Ball looking for Cy Young with 4-1. Evan Donnelly, 3-1. Berthright, 0-3. I mean, there's a lot of guys contributing all the way down this board here. And yet no love from any from the EHL. So maybe the guys can take this as a little bit of motivation. They could take this as something moving forward that even though they're undefeated, they still got to play their hearts out, especially in this Mid-Atlantic Conference. We'll see how it goes. Little Flyers are going to be another task on Tuesday. And then there's a break, I think, for the for Team Maryland. We'll get into that next week about what's going on with that. So, you know, use that as motivation, War Machine. Make that happen. Make these games happen. Make them recognize you. Make them put respect on your names because you need it. You deserve it. You guys are ripping stuff up right now, and I think that it's very overlooked what you guys are doing. So props to that. The Maryland Black Bears get back on the ice this weekend for game action as they play opening weekend against the Johnstown Chiefs Friday and Saturday night. I am not sure what the whole deal is with the seating. I saw stuff from Piney Orchard from lower tier games. I think it was AYHL. We have people in the stands at Piney Orchard, so we will see if they have people in the stands there for the Black Bears games. Obviously, social distancing rules will be in effect. Probably mask rules will be in effect, or face covering rules will be in effect. So check your local listings for more, that's for sure. But they take on not the New Jersey Titans, which they have in the past two seasons. They'll be taking on the Johnstown Tomahawks, a very tight rival that they have been known to have pretty much knockdown, drag out fights with. And while the Maryland Black Bears are 2-16-4, against the Johnstown Tomahawks all the time, those games are a lot closer than you think. I mean, a lot of those defeats, one-goal games, two-goal games, like a goal and an empty netter, it's not like they're getting blown out of the water. A couple of them, sure, late into the inaugural season. I think some of them were not pretty. But last year, they played them really tight. I mean, they started to grow, and Johnstown is going to be a big foe, and this is going to be good for the Easter Division. So you can go check it out this weekend on Hockey TV, or if you're able to get a ticket, go get a ticket. I don't know if tickets are on sale, to be quite honest with you. What we know about this team so far, that Clint Millamock is the head coach and Brandon Gotkin is the assistant coach, as per usual. Nothing on roster news yet. What Clint described in the NA Now article, Luke Mountain's back. So there's that. They've got Cam Gaudette in there, sure. They got Seth Bergeron there. Uh-huh. So it's one of those deals that we're going to see. We're going to have to really find out what's happening with this team on the ice on Friday. Maybe we'll have some answers before then. Maybe we will have we'll see what goes on with that and going from there. Sidlowski, Garrett Sidlowski probably back. Reed Leibold probably back. Jude Curtis probably back. This is all according to Clint Millamock from the NA Now article and NAHL.com. I don't think I'm telling tales out of school on this one. If I am, oopsie poopsie. So got this going. If you guys need a refresher, you can go to twitter.com/ChesapeakeHWPod. The pinned tweet right there is the unofficial, official, unofficial media guide I put together for your Maryland Black Bears. What has it got on there, you're asking, Scotty? Well, I'm glad you asked. There's a folder on there, and there's 4 different subsections there with that. We have the Maryland Black Bears team records. So pretty much everything from all-time records, season by season, first, streaks, showcase results, shutouts, players of the week, players of the month, yearly awards, draft results, all kinds of fun stuff you can think of, commitments, all that fun stuff on that one page. What else is on there? As I keep pimping myself and waiting for things to load up in a proper manner. Single season records, all-time jersey numbers are on there, and also career records are the four things that are going there. So go to the Chesapeake Hockey Week Twitter page, twitter.com/ChesapeakeHWPod, and you can get all, click on that folder, you can check it out, and see for yourselves the work that the Black Bears have done. And I just took that work and put the numbers to paper, and it's unofficial. So there you go. There is that, and my shilling for the Twitter page right there. A little bit of community corkboard before we get out of here on another short porch edition of the podcast. We will get probably much more in depth on the weekend because the Black Bears are back. So we'll have two teams that are playing in full force in higher tier levels. The Thanksgiving Silver Sticks tournament in Howard County is underway. If you or your team in the Maryland area, within the Virginia area, or within the sound of my voice, and can get to Howard County, Maryland, Columbia, Maryland, you can go to huskies.statmonsters.com and check out all the things that are going on there and sign your team up for the Thanksgiving Silver Sticks. Silver Sticks is a big thing in the Maryland area, so you can go ahead, get in there for an air horn. There's that for that portion of it. The CBHL league play is set to begin October 30th. According to their website, that's when league play can begin with all the other teams and the structures like that. Like I said, I was watching some highlights of the Montgomery Youth Hockey and the Washington Pride play each other at Piney Orchard. Those AYHLs for Team Maryland, those are going on. MSHL starting to start up here. Making sure that they know that body contact hockey is medium risk, but full hitting, not so much. Body checking. So body contact, good. Body checking, bad. Just in case you guys wanted to know, go to your area and head up from there. The Mike's Beach Bash is going to be open to only Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., teams going on there. You can go ahead and check it out for Mike's teams. It is at the Carousel Hotel in Ocean City, Maryland, Horn, a place that I, you know, not to pat myself on the back like Barry Horowitz, the jobber of the WWF, but a little bit I had hand in revitalizing with JP Mattingly and Mattingly Hockey. We had summer camps there in the summer of 1999, and then the summer of 2000 in that little rink. We had like high tempo kind of practices and skill camps and stuff like that. It was pretty weird, pretty awesome to see people from the hotel just kind of watching around and crowding around to see what was up. It was a hell of an experience, and now they're holding tournaments there at that same rink at that same hotel, and it's really cool to see. So go to you can go to their Facebook page, at Mike Beach Bash on Facebook, and they got a sign up there, MikeBeachBash.com, for more. If you guys want to check that out, if you got a team there in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area of the Mike area, you can go ahead and sign up for that. There's a charity that's going for it, the Ives family, who were in a car accident a couple months ago and recovering, trying to get bills to pay for that, and have that the whole family, the community, come together. So MikeBeachBash.com for that. That's it. That's all. Again, a short porch episode. Little nice bite size for you guys as we get going. You can go check out Hockey TV whenever you're listening to this and get the archives of the Team Maryland game. Black Bears Friday, Saturday night against Johnstown. 7:45 Eastern time start on that one. And who knows? Might have something in between now and then to go forward. But that is it, hon. We have got some Clutch and Crab Hockey. ClutchandCrabHockey.com is the website for all Maryland hockey things going on. Might add some stuff here heading forward, a little bit of a preview of the Black Bears stuff. Hopefully I can get some information out of the gambler, Clint Millimuck. But he knows when to hold them, knows when to fold them, and knows when to no comment me. Never happened. But I know how he is with he's a John Cooper kind of guy in terms of, and they're both kind of They're both Notre Dame guys, I do believe, too. They're very, very tight to their chest with their roster, understandably so. They want to make sure that nothing gets out that doesn't need to get out with these players because, you know, it is what it is. But we will see how this all pans out. Friday is the game. That's when we'll know what a roster looks like. It's going to be really rad. It's really awesome. Glad to have Black Bears hockey back on the ice. And we can only hope and pray that they can stay safe and we play a full season and we get things going here for the season. A very big season for the Black Bears right now as they go forward. Maybe they could take a little bit of the mojo from Team Maryland, get a little taste of that, and move forward with that because Team Maryland's got off to a great start. Look at that. Look at something that your rink mates are doing and go from there. Shout out Team Maryland. Shout out the Black Bears. Shout out everybody who's doing the hockey right now that's in the Maryland area. Awesome work. Glad to see you guys doing it safe, doing it smartly, and all that fun stuff. I'm babbling now. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction. You can check out, like I said, clutchandcrabhockey.com is the website. Twitter.com/ChesapeakeHWPod. Facebook.com/ChesapeakeHWPod. And that's all she wrote for this one. Until next week, we will talk some hockey of the Maryland variety. I don't know what I'm talking. I'm really just juiced up on Mellow Yellow. I'm ready to go. Let's do this. And the new jerseys are coming out too, I think. Maybe, possibly. Awesome to look forward to. Let's talk about yellow. Those yellows are going to be burning a hole in our retinas and hopefully get a couple wins in that aspect as well. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.